Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. People are talking about saving money even in the midst of this financial crisis. Congratulations, that's a good mindset. But let's up the ante a little bit and talk about building wealth. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. I'm a baby boomer. Are you? If so, together we are part of the largest graying of America in the country's history. 79 million of us were born between 1946 and 1964, and about 10,000 of us a day for about the next 10 years are turning 50. And a lot of boomers are playing financial catch-up as a non-affordable or dramatic lifestyle downshift to retirement looms, and it's looming in the midst of losing long-saved money as the country's economic crisis really hit home. Meantime, our parents, those of you who are lucky enough to still have them here, they are living longer. But they worry that they'll outlive their saved money because the cost of medicine and medical care can take a lifetime of savings in just one life-threatening illness. Baby boomers who may have been on course, meaning saving enough money for their own later years, may find themselves being strained, trying to fill the money gaps for both the generation above us and the generation below us. Thus the reason that we are called the sandwich generation. These circumstances, coupled with the natural erosion of investments, means we need the best advice we can get to maximize what we have. And that's why making money concerns and solutions a family affair and responsibility for every generation is crucial. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.